This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. China is reporting its biggest daily drop in new coronavirus cases since the outbreak began more than 2 months ago. We get a report from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The new figure is a notable drop from the 1,749 cases recorded the previous day. China's National Health Commission says just under 280 cases were deducted from the daily report after nucleic acid tests showed negative results. It's now discounting cases that come back negative after lab tests. The reduction in new cases in China can also be accounted for by health workers ceasing to diagnose patients on the spot and further refinements in the way symptoms are classified. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel today condemned racism and right-wing extremism. This after a 43-year-old man shot and killed 10 people in Hanau, a suburb of Frankfurt, Germany, overnight. Authorities suspect racist motives. The deadly spree began in a hookah smoking bar where several victims were murdered. More were killed a few kilometers away. The gunman was later found dead in his home. Some of the targets were said to be Turkish. Chancellor Merkel says she's committed to fighting against those who try to divide the country along racial and ethnic lines. U.S. President Donald Trump's longtime friend and confidant Roger Stone is in a federal courtroom awaiting sentencing for his conviction on charges of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice, stemming from the 2016 Russian election meddling probe. Prosecutors initially recommended that Stone serve 7 to 9 years in prison, but U.S. Attorney General William Barr overruled him, saying their recommendation was too harsh. Still, there are signs in the courtroom today that the issue of threatening a witness should lead to an enhanced sentence. Trump congratulated Attorney General Barr last week for taking charge of the Stone case. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com.